The podcast you're about to listen to contains adult language and sexual themes. If you're under 18, please leave now. Please use discretion when listening at work. If you find anything about this podcast offensive, get your panties out of a wad and stop listening. Now, on with the show, bitch.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need someone.
Well, hell. Here we are again. Episode 59.
Well, I thought I was going to have to remind you there for a second. We just talked about this 59. Now, Jason.
Damn it, man. It's getting up there to where it's getting a little hard to keep track
of. Oh, tell me about it. I'll tell you what else is hard.
Jeez.
That scared me.
Dude.
That scared me. I'm sorry.
I was kind of hoping you were over that.
It's a good thing the microphone is away from there.
Been here for a little while, kind of fucking around with kind of our special little presentation this evening.
Yeah. We're going to sound real special. I will.
And we're outside and we're talking. You know, I'm out there smoking. You know, Sam's just talking. And all of a sudden it's like this. He has this upright thing that it's like.
My penis?
No. Your posture.
Ah,
it's like you got on your toes, and I heard something go, and then it changed pitch.
Yes,
it got real high, and Sam looked at me and went, "I'm scared. I think I may have shit my pants."
I had to clamp that fucker off quick.
It's like you have an extra Tyvek suit in your car. No, you got home field advantage, fucker. Go in there and run your ass to a shower. By the way, in case you're wondering what this audio extravaganza is.
It's not about poop all the time.
This is the TNA podcast. And yes, actually it is. My name's Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And we are doing one last audio only fucking podcast.
Because it's my fault.
No.
Admittedly, it is.
Well, no, it's only partially your fault. Because we talked about this. It's like, oh, dude, we're going to set up. Well, I come in here and he thinks I don't notice things, but I get here and everything's kind of in its place. And all of a sudden, I look over to the right here in the TNA studio and I see a big pile of shit, which is actually our cameras that we use. And they're just piled up on a chair like, fuck you.
No, and they're just gnarled together. There's a little knot here, Rusty.
But I'm like, okay, all right, you're getting off the hook today.
That's the way they were. After the last episode, I was just like, I'm going to pile these motherfuckers right here. I'm going to accidentally knock them.
And break them.
Yeah.
You accidentally.
Several times until they're broken.
Accidentally give me some fucking money, bitch.
Are you okay over there?
Yeah, why?
Because you were just tripping all over yourself.
It's my huge cock.
Oh, God. That was a long pause there for effect. I'm the one sucking on booze over here, and you're sipping on the coffee.
You could suck on this waiter.
Yeah, suck on something.
Suck them shugs. Oh, God, ain't done that in a while. Speaking of which, I did.
Told me.
Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, I got shit-faced.
Oh, yes, you did. How many beers did you drink, Jason Roach?
Well, I did what guys do. I told you 10. Actually, it was probably 9.
Oh, but trying to impress.
Well, we were in the garage.
Practiced alcoholic.
Me and my lover were in the garage, and her kids were over, and they're adults. And I'm just like, her son's sitting by the refrigerator, and I'm just fucking hammering these fucking Miller Lights. And I'm like, beer me, boy. Bartender, beer me. And he's like, God damn. Did you taste it? And I'm like, give me one. But I had started this. We're in the house. We're like playing Scrabble and all this bullshit. I'm sitting at the fucking dining room table. Blah, 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 blah. We get out in the garage.
How was that again?
Blah, 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 blah. We get to the garage, and it's like, okay, I can smoke and drink out in the garage because we don't smoke in the house.
Uh-huh.
And
cigarettes, just, by the
yes,
way.
Yes,
cigarettes.
Not the ganj.
No. Or my cock.
But
the drunker he gets, though.
I want something a little more substantial. But
not my cock.
The next day, I'm like looking at the fucking trash can of these beer cans fucking falling out of it. And I'm like, one, two, three, four, five. Like, well, there's five. And I go in the house and I see laying on top of the trash, I can see at least four.
Uh-huh.
No one in that house was drinking Miller Lite but moi. So I'm like, holy shit.
You didn't tear the tabs off to keep track of how many you had?
Nope.
That was an old drinking trick that we used to do back in the day.
And, so I'm going to go ahead and go with nine. I had nine beers and a shot of Fireball like a dipshit.
Oh, Fireball.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that butthole the next morning?
Oh, man.
Well, eventually, how was that butthole?
Oh, it was...
fire in the hole?
No, you don't do the Fireball, and I don't do it either, but it's not a bad accompaniment for beer as far as, like, you just have, like, a shot or two, especially, you know, like, if you're hanging out in the pool or whatever.
Mm.
It's basically you take a shot of that, and it's cinnamon, so you chase it with that cold beer. It'll help the process along a little bit.
You're like, just a little bit?
Motherfucker, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
What the hell?
But it has nothing to do with loose stools. I don't know why. There's no warning label on Fireball going, could produce loose stools.
It's a given. It is a fucking given.
And
I promise you, it's somewhere in the fine print on Miller Lite.
Could cause anal seepage.
Fuck.
We're going to do something different today. I mentioned,
boy, are we going to do something different.
Yeah.
And now for something completely different.
But Sam is like, he's pounding the fucking Miller Lights himself.
Oh, I'm putting
right
away.
Now, trying to get ready for this.
Liquid courage.
This extravaganza. We put it on our Facebook page and put it on the private Facebook page that we have, the Get After the TNA podcast. If you'd like to be in that private group, we got all the fucking riff-raffed out of there. a lot of funny memes and occasional beautiful ladies showing off their stuff.
Uh-huh.
Come on over. It's a very select group. We only have 100 members yet. And to be honest, I kind of like it that way. But when we had the bigger group that had almost 3,000.
Boy, there was a lot of assholes in that one.
There was a lot of shit going on there. But anyway, if you are a listener to the show, a fan of the show, and you want to get involved, hey, come on over. Find us on Facebook, the TNA podcast on Facebook, and then we will send you an invite to the private group.
And.
While I'm doing all this shilling, guess what happened yesterday?
Well.
Jesus.
Did it have anything to do with that?
Anal seepage.
Or?
Oh, no,
got a little burbly.
Don't force it.
I'm not putting the microphone down there so everybody can just hear all these loud.
You're a fucking old man.
I'm sitting on soft leather, so it's kind of muffling.
Don't trust a fart, especially when you got a strain to fucking do.
I'm being very careful over here.
Yesterday, for Black Friday, peek behind the curtain, it's Saturday. Yesterday was Black Friday. Yesterday evening, she got it all together. My daughter came through for us once again. We now officially have TNA merchandise.
And that still hasn't really... It's so weird. Truly, truly weird. Like surreal, I guess would be the word.
That we actually have merchandise?
That, yeah.
That there's a possibility that somebody halfway around the world could be drinking a beer or whatever they call it over there. Out of a TNA podcast beer koozie.
I'm floored by that, actually. I really, really, truly am. It's so weird to think that I'm part of anything that's got merchandise available.
I know. It's fucked up. But thank you, Serena, for coming through.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. And thanks, Alexis, too, because if anybody ever tried to go and copy our shit... The logo, the official logo for the TNA podcast.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the red panties on the voluptuous cheeks of the ass.
Uh-huh.
The font that says the TNA podcast. Go try to find that shit somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's called freehand, bitch. And Alexis did that. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Skilled.
And she also
skilled
did,
artist.
And she...
She knows what? How she knows how to capture the essence.
I don't know if I still have some effects turned on, but you went effects. Do it again.
What did I say?
Do it again.
Just do what?
Anything.
The skill.
No. So This is what makes this show.
I have to do it loud?
Yeah,
there
see,
it is.
Yeah.
I bet it's right here. Hold on. Loud? It is.
You're a ringer.
It's the damn.
You got it. Wow.
Yeah, it's
this is.
Ooh.
Don't do that.
It's the arm.
Put that away. Oh, my God. Anyway, I said all that to say this. In this episode's show notes, you will find the link to buy our merchandise. And as soon as I get a hold of Cody, I'll have him put it on the fucking website. That would be thetnapodcast.com, all spelled out, thetnapodcast.com. No ampersand, the word and. Spell it out, bitch.
What if they can't spell?
Well, get somebody to help you. Stop licking them windows and put down them crayons and fucking do something. But as I digress, we are doing something today that is completely different. We have guitars here that are plugged into the board.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to attempt to play some music.
Perhaps we should have a PSA before this starts.
I know what you're going to do, so go ahead. Go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize ahead of time for the travesty, the god-awful cacophony. That you are. Cacophony. That's, look it up. It's an actual word about audio.
I see you're a thesaurus. Go ahead.
that is about to be just, I can't find the words. There are no words to describe this horrid.
Man, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Now, I just keep in mind, Jason's the musician. Jason's the singer.
Now, wait.
I mostly pick my balls, my ass, and my nose rather than a guitar.
See, here's the thing. I have such a following. You know, I get called rock star and all this other stuff. I didn't want to come in here and just go, ta-da! So I got Sam involved to kind of dumb me down a little bit.
Boy, did you fuck up.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to show you how a professional dumbs somebody down.
Nah, it's going to be great. We're just going to strum around and fuck around, see what happens. So
Jason's going to be serious about this because I'm not.
No, and I can almost.
I suck at I can almost, all this shit.
Would you stop? There is no.
I'm warning people. They're going to go, oh, these guys are going to sound great. He's just playing it off. And then we're going to start singing and you're going to hear.
If I hear that, I'm going to stop and go, wait. Release the hounds. Now we're gonna set things up and come back. See, you got me all fucked up now.
Wait.
We actually have a few requests, and actually we had a bunch of requests.
Oh yeah, we did.
We are going to find a way to work around at least a few of them. So doing the thing that I do as far as playing the music, I have a few tricks up my sleeve. If we don't necessarily have
fingers up your ass,
if you have, well, I'm like a fucking puppet. But if we don't have the guitar skills or the knowledge of knowing a particular song, which happens a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, we're 50 plus years old. You can't fucking remember every goddamn thing.
Yeah. And I've forgotten more about stuff on guitar than I can.
But I have access to a pretty cool program that at least, if nothing else, might be able to sing a few songs.
It'd be a real saver.
We're going to definitely play some too. So we're going to go get ready and we will be right back. Well, here we are in the TNA music studio.
Yeah. What are we going to try to do here?
Well.
And I say try on my behalf.
Let's do a little these crazy chicks like to talk about all that fucking.
Oh, do they now?
Talking about trains.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be down.
Yeah.
I hear that train a coming. It's rolling around the bend. I hope it's bringing women, because I'm tired of fucking men.
Not me.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. The time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. And I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When when I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks seating from a fancy dining car, probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming, I know I can't be free. But those people keep moving, that's what tortures me.
This one was a request.
Oh yeah. From who?
You know. God damn. This is me. And this is evidently, I don't know, us, me.
Yeah.
But
kind of us.
Mm-hmm. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror, 'cause I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but we're doing the best that we can.
Yeah, bitch.
Right. I used to have a girlfriend.
Yeah, blow up.
But I guess she just couldn't compete.
Or stay inflated.
With all these love-starved women.
And men.
Who keep clamoring at my feet.
And cock.
Well, I probably could find me another.
I doubt it.
But I guess they're all in awe of me.
Or disgusted.
Who cares? I'll never get lonesome.
Oh, shit.
'Cause I treasure my own company. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror. I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble, but we're doing the best that we can.
Oh boy, prepare yourselves,
oh,
people.
Oh yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Shit. I guess you could say I'm a loner.
Yeah.
A cowboy outlaw, tough and proud.
Not really.
Well, I could have lots of friends if I wanted.
I doubt that.
But then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd.
Sure you would.
Some folks say that I'm egotistical.
You're a cocksucker.
Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it has something to do with the way that I fill out my skin tight blue jeans.
I don't think so.
All right, come on now, everybody.
Sing it with us.
It's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror. I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me.
Love me hard.
I must be a hell of a man.
Or a woman.
Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble. We're doing the best that we can. We're doing the best that we can.
Holy bullshit, Batman.
Wow.
So I was informed of something just moments ago that there's another, I don't know, visit.
I decided to give you an early Christmas gift.
Okay.
He's a stocking stuffer.
Put it that way.
Will you stay away from my stocking? I don't want to stuff by nobody.
I had an old friend of ours come in here that had something to do with the last time we talked about music.
Uh-oh.
I called him up, and he said, sure, I'll fucking come on down there and be part of your shitty-ass program again, as long as he gets paid properly.
Oh, again. I know what the payment is.
As much as Jason loves to talk about the things that I don't fucking do for this podcast, there are things that I have to do behind the scenes that would sicken the normal man.
Well, if this is who I think it is, I believe his payment involves masturbation.
Not on his part.
And it's not mutual masturbation. No,
it is not mutual, unfortunately.
So where is this fucker?
He's in the other room, and if you don't mind, I'll go in and bother him. He's probably in there sipping champagne.
He better not be.
Champagne, as usual.
He better not be touching my fucking guitar case.
And he's not, his hands?
With his anything.
Oh, okay. Well, we may have a problem.
There better not be no Peter tracks on my fucking guitar case.
Allow me one moment to step out of this room and retrieve him. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, get your fucking ass in here. What do you want from me? It's time to do your fucking job. As a matter of fact, I got to do the fucking job. But anyway, get in here.
All right.
Oh.
Hello, Jason.
Hey.
Even though my voice may sound a little different from last time, eventually I may find my vocal thing at some point.
I was going to say it was from sucking all that Peter.
No. Sam, did you moisturize those hands as promised?
Yeah.
This is great.
How have you been since our last encounter, Jason?
No one cares how you've been.
You see, even I can do impersonations. For those who did not understand, that was The Rock.
I didn't get that. But go ahead.
Now on with this farcical twattery. I have been sent here to ask more questions of this douche. Without further ado, here we go.
I'm riveted.
Pardon me, I forgot to mention my name. In case you haven't heard the previous episode about music, I believe it was number 9.
Sam, is that correct? I don't give a shit.
We'll go with that.
Okay.
We'll make this quick.
So.
Because I want to get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Since our last interview, which squandered far too much of my existence. Tell me of your latest musical experiences with your deficient talent. Please. Please don't waste my time anymore. My curiousness is akin to Chaz's Barney the Gynosaur incident. What
the fuck?
Bonnie's Gynosaur incident with the huge purple dildo.
First of all, it was blue.
I thought it was purple.
It's purple. You're not doing very
it's
good.
It's purple. Hold on. It's purple in my mind. That's what I was told.
So, what was the question again?
Let me reread this. Tell me of your latest wonderful music experiences. Anything that had to do with a gig or otherwise with your karaoke. Karaoke. Do you have anything entertaining to tell us? I doubt it. My voice is nowhere near what it used to be.
Obviously. Oh, wow. This sounded like it was good on paper. I have honestly kind of started doing the karaoke thing a little more. It's much easier for me, but I actually enjoy seeing people. And everybody's like, oh, God, it's karaoke. They get up there and they just, sure, they're up there drinking. They're having a good time. And some of them sound like a bag of cats getting thrown up against the fucking wall. But at the same time, it forever.
I believe Ruby Royale said something about that. What the fuck?
Ruby, we love you. I don't know. I don't know where that's coming from. Evidently, you're a big fan of the show. That you would be able to do that when that hasn't been released yet.
Oh yes, I forgot.
But
mediocre fan at best.
Yes, but anyway, the karaoke thing, I've been doing that a lot, and it's a lot of fun because for the ones that you think are going to get up there and just absolutely shit the bed. You get some that go up there and just absolutely fucking don't. And you turn your head and go, who in the flying fuck is that? And they kick ass. And I enjoy that. I like playing. I like playing with myself.
That's what I've heard.
And I like playing music as
so
well.
So does Sam. From what I've heard.
He evidently is going to play with you. And you're all right. You're all right over there. Had
a little bit of gas there. It's from being around you.
Okay.
Eventually, my voice will sound better. I've forgotten what I sounded like before.
Getting old stuff sucks.
We'll move on. This riveting, riveting thing. I do remember something. Have you learned any new important lessons?
Have I learned?
Sorry, I have a bit of an accent. You may not understand.
I'm Appalachian.
You hilljack motherfucker. Have you learned any new important lessons, such as giving it up while you're still able to avoid voiding your bowels on stage?
To clear up what you're asking,
little play on words. There.
Have I shit myself while I'm singing?
I'm still wondering from last time.
There's been a few close calls.
Has there now?
No, I'm just making that. Just getting your hopes up. I'm trying to give you a hard on so Sam can play with it. That's what I'm trying to do.
No need to even try. It's been there the whole time.
It's pointing straight at the floor.
Okay. Are you done?
That almost, but not quite.
Ah, fuck, that was pathetic. Now tell me, my little starling.
Yeah?
Any new songs added to your set? Or still the same old refrains, as overused as your toilet clogger?
I've added a few. I've added a few, and my plan is to add more over the winter, because I'll kind of slow things down. I won't play too much over the winter because I don't like going somewhere and going, hey, it's snowing outside. It wasn't that way when I got here. How the fuck am I going to get home?
Because you're an old pussy.
I am. I'm like, get away. I'll drive and slide this motherfucker back home. I don't want to do that. But, people get tired. And, you know, if I'm getting bored with it, I'm sure the people who have listened to this shit gets bored with it like all a lot sooner them. Than me. Yeah. All three of them. Yeah.
By toilet clogger, I was referring to your corn cannon.
I kind of figured.
Allow me to say that in my full accent. Corn cannon. Had to roll my R there.
What voice are you trying to do?
I don't fucking know. I mean, I don't fucking know.
You're just so stupid.
I am fucking this all up. Anyway.
Get the fuck out of here, son.
One more question.
Okay.
May I?
I'm here.
May I?
But I ain't queer. Go ahead.
I'm not so sure about that. May I ask you one more question, my little starling?
Please, please do.
Tell me about your future gigs that I will be glad to miss. Do you have anything coming up soon that any listeners might be able to attend?
Actually, as we are recording.
If they like to waste their fucking money.
Oh, dude. You blew me. If they listen to the rest of this show, they'll be like, that's a lie. This is great. This is great entertainment. Because you know why?
Why?
I'll be alone. That's why. I actually have a few gigs lined up just for posterity.
What the fuck does that mean?
December 8th, I will be at the Ice House Tavern in Nelsonville, Ohio.
The Ice House Tavern.
Doing karaoke.
In Nelsonville, Ohio.
Yes.
Doing what again?
Playing karaoke. Doing karaoke.
Karaoke.
Yes. And the next day, December 9th, that would be Doug's Vault in...
Doug's Vault.
Yes, Doug's Vault. That is a nice
little... Is that code word?
No, not...
For where you're going to be performing.
No, nothing of the sort.
It may sound a lot like...
It is just a
Kathy's
nice...
Kathy's message.
No, it's a nice little... Help me! Help me! It's just a nice little bar.
Is it now?
Doug's Vault. And I'll actually be playing and singing myself.
Any questionable genders around there?
Well, no, but there's some ladies, if you sing that old Show 'Em to Me, they'll throw them titties out there.
Ooh.
Woo!
Get after hair it. On those titties.
Oh, no.
This voice never has completely developed through this whole fucking bit.
It's kind of like Sam's nuts never fucking drop. But anyway, I got that. And then.
Any singing gigs?
Boy, you don't pay attention, do you?
What?
That's what I just said.
Oh,
Doug's Vault will be a singing gig.
I was getting the moisturizer ready.
And the next day, I'll be doing a private gig at the American Legion.
Private gig?
Yes. But there will be no touching of any genitalia for payment.
Do not tease me like that.
But
well, I am glad to be over with. I bid you a fond fuck off. And I go forth to collect my handy.
Well, you
just you want to watch?
No.
Oh.
No. Let's just move on.
Bummer.
Well, the train wreck
it continues.
Well,
it's a never ending train wreck.
No, I was talking about the Folsom Prison train wreck.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's
you mean on my part? That is nice. I banged up my damn guitar over here.
Since we're in the TNA music studio, we got a little bit of verbiage going on.
Verb.
Ha.
Hey.
Number 4.
Anus. It just, that sounds right.
Well, I mean, Well, I'm a technical fucking wizard, so I have access to everything.
You're an asshole.
Well, that's what they say.
I hear no argument from you.
Hold on a minute. I'm gonna try to not to beat into the fucking wall here, and
like you do every other fucking time you're around here.
Hey, I spilled coffee on the wall.
Yes, you did.
Well, it covered up some of the cum stains.
I was about to say that just it's gonna blend in with all the other stains that I've made. And on your chair.
Ah, dude. I got one for you.
What do you got?
I'm out of tune.
Well, that's...
This is a riveting...
Oh, you meant your guitar. I thought you meant your voice, because that's typically way the fuck out of tune.
Well, I'm going to prove you right.
it may be me that's out.
It's good.
You sure about that?
Yeah. We're going to do... let's do a little Jimmy Buffett since he's...
Oh, okay.
Pushing up the daisies.
Well, let's see how I can fuck this all up.
Oh, this is great. See, I'm going to do even better. I'm going to hit the old button and give you a fucking band. Watch this.
Oh, hell, that'll help cover my mistakes up.
Yeah, it'll get great. Hey, see?
La, 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 la. Living on sponge cake. Watching the sun bake butt cake. All those tourists are covered with old
fake cans.
Strumming my six string.
And my penis.
On my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil.
Smells like pussy in here.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a Walmart to blame, but I know,
think,
it's nobody's fault, you dumb bastard.
I don't remember things.
I don't know the reason.
Because you're old.
I stay here all season. I lost my car. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. Says I love Sam.
On your ass.
But it's a real beauty.
I'm telling you.
An Irish old fart cootie.
The Alonzo.
How it got here, I haven't a clue.
Well, I'm not gonna tell you.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
I hit a wrong chord there a second ago.
Yes, you did.
Searching for my lost shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame.
Or a tranny.
But I think, hell, it could be my fault.
Steel drum solo.
That's not us.
Shut up.
Come to the island, man.
You gonna do it behind? That was me.
Listen to this.
No, okay.
I blew out my flip flop.
Uh-huh, yeah, done that.
I tripped on my huge cock.
Right.
I broke my leg, had to limp on back home.
Third leg, right?
Yeah, tripod. But there's booze in the blender.
Oh, the always.
And soon it will render
me unconscious.
That frozen concoction that helps me hang on.
I heard
hang
cock.
On, hang on,
I heard
hang
cock on. In there.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know
it's old Sam Hall's fault.
Not arguing.
Yes, Sam. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame, but I know it's my own name.
Well, this has been a fucked up journey so far.
Yeah.
I had no idea this show was going to turn out this way.
Audio agony.
Yeah, on the part of the fucking listeners. But in smack dab in the middle, we asked for, or we basically just said we were going to do this.
Yeah, you
know, we're going to fuck kind of around.
Got a little surprise there.
And there might be some more surprises here, but I got one for you right now. I have a last minute voice message from somebody.
Do
you want to know who?
No, surprise me.
I'll give you two guesses. I'm guessing
you're giving me two guesses.
I'm guessing they're at least double D.
Ooh.
At least.
Surprise me.
Okay. This is a surprise.
Hey, Rockstar.
Holy shit.
Hey, Sam.
Oh, holy shit. What the hell?
I got a little request that to put in.
Where's this coming from?
A song.
Do you need Saved from the Well?
It's Don't Close Your Eyes.
By
Keith Whitley. You know how the song goes, don't close your eyes, let it be me, don't pretend it's him, or in Sam's case, her, or a chicken, or Bigfoot in some fantasy.
Oh, really?
Bigfoot.
Yeah, I really like to hear that song. So, play it for me, boys.
Where's she
Thank
at?
Thank you.
Where's she? It rubs the lotion on its skin. Or else it gets my hose again. I think she'll take the latter option on that one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I believe she...
what the fuck?
I believe she had fallen into a well. Mm.
I thought maybe she was with an ex-girlfriend of mine. For a second there, I got really hot over that one.
You were thinking it was going to be like,
hey, I wish I could say that it was my fault, but it isn't, unfortunately. I had to strap a 2x4 to my ass to keep from falling in that one.
Yeah. How long was the tube before?
What?
That's the width and the depth. How long was it? Wow.
I'm not going to go into that one.
Thank God we're not videoing.
Can I use the imperial measurement system?
Well, Kathy Jo, I don't know about all that that Bigfoot and chickens and all that stuff. But you have been such a avid listener.
God, and we just love you so much.
Such a big part of the show.
Really?
Ask
really
for
really big part,
both of them. but ask for and you shall receive. I know you loved him a long time ago. Even now in my mind, you still want him, I know. But darling, this time that your memories die, when you hold me tonight, don't close your him in some fancy, darling, just once let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever known, and just hold me tight when you love me tonight. Don't close your eyes. Maybe I've been a fool on all this time, lying here in your arms, knowing he's on your mind. But I keep hoping someday you'll see the light. Let it be me. Don't close your eyes.
pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever known. And just hold me tight when you love me tonight. And don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Let it be me. Don't pretend it's him in some fantasy. Darling, just once let yesterday go. You'll find more love than you've ever known. And just hold me tight when you love me tonight. And don't close your eyes.
Well, here we are. We're going to end this musical fucking journey right here.
What are we going to sing about? What are you going to sing about this time, and what am I going to fuck up?
Oh, fuck. Would you just shut the fuck up?
But it's my duty.
I'm the fucking saddest person alive.
I'm going
to. My name's Sam, and everything I do is stupid. It's fucking stupid. Stupid.
That's a pretty good imitation, actually. Well, working on that?
Let me touch my dick while I say stupid.
let me do my Jason impersonation. Everybody listen to me because I'm sexy.
Everybody want to touch me and stuff because I can sing. Because I'm not stupid.
if you made a request, hey, go fuck yourself.
We
love you. Unless you're the
What
genius.
About that fucking... Oh, what did he do? Did he make a request?
Oh, yeah.
It was like what kind of shit?
Pink Floyd, Frank Zappa. And
Frank Zappa?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's... No. No.
You should have seen what he said about our merch. No, I'll let that one fly. I'm not saying that on the air. If you want to see that, go look at the fucking Facebook page.
Oh, hell.
And Tina, Matt, everybody else that made requests, hey, we appreciate it, but we were kind of...
We're very limited. Well, especially on my side.
We decided it's been a long time since the two of us did this together.
Very,
yeah,
very.
Like the music thing, not the sex thing.
Been recent.
Yeah. Sounds like
your asshole does.
No.
Too late.
Anyway, we've procrastinated enough.
We did what?
We procrastinated.
Is that a new word?
That's stupid.
Put your fucking beer down. Let's do this.
One more swig.
Okay, this is the best song to possibly end the TNA podcast.
Ah.
After this, there may not be one.
I remember way back when I was just a boy going places with my mom and dad. It used to scare me to death.
Shit.
I started the wrong song.
Did you?
I'm going to leave that in
there.
You're
watching me.
No?
You're watching me fuck up and I'm fucking you up.
No.
Okay.
It's another thing.
I got you.
Dear penis, I don't think I like you anymore, see? You used to watch me shave, now you do stare at the floor. Oh, dear penis, I don't like you anymore.
It's true.
It used to be you and me, a paper towel and a dirty magazine.
It still went for me.
That's all we needed to get by. Think that you're the one to blame, dear penis. I don't like you anymore.
I like Sam.
He sings.
Dear Jason, I don't think I like you anymore. Cause when you get to drinking, you put me places I've never been before. Dear Jason, I don't like you anymore. Why can't we just get a grip on our man-to-hand relationship? Come to terms with truly how we feel. If we put our heads together, we'd just stay home forever, dear penis. I think I like you after all.
You always love the cock.
Oh, and Sam, while you're shaving, shave my balls.
Nice.
Well, we have given a little bit, anyway, of an attempt.
That's all we can give is a little.
To give a little insight in music. I don't think it went exactly the way that people thought it was going to. But you know what?
Never know. They might have thought exactly what this is going to suck.
Hey, it's us.
Like everything else.
I don't know if you thought that we were actually going to, I don't know, be any good. We're just so stupid.
Yeah, I said Jason was good. Sam sucked.
Well,
as usual.
It's because he's stupid.
But anyway, if you have listened this far, bless your heart.
Man, you are a trooper.
As you can tell, we stuck our head down in the fucking septic tank and scraped around and went, boy, that looks like something we can use.
Oh, boy.
So,
wow. Speaking of septic tank, that's a good description.
So if you want to be a fan of the show, of this
septic tank. Don't listen to this episode. Yeah, no,
but you want to listen to this. If you'd like to have some TNA merchandise, you can actually get a Christmas ornament before Christmas. I cannot fucking believe.
Do not ask for autographs because we are above that.
Yeah.
We are too famous for that.
And besides
that,
Ling Ling is fucking making this shit in Vietnam.
She's not good at writing English.
Yeah, she can't say. She can just throw some cum stains on it or whatever and be like,
she don't write English.
This was Sam.
She too busy loving our big American penises.
Jesus.
Merry Christmas. I know you love that.
This took a turn real fucking fast. But if you would like to check out our merchandise, we have a storefront through Zazzle.com. And my daughter, Serena, thank you.
Thank you.
Is taking care of that.
And Alexis.
Yep, and Alexis.
Thank you.
Yes. And we appreciate it. And so this time when it was procrastinated, wasn't my fault.
Really?
But
you're the one in charge.
I somehow managed to produce another procrastinator from my loins. But
there is no way.
There's no way that you could come from my loins. There is all kinds of way that she came from my loins. Because if you meet her, she is me.
Name the ways.
And I'm so sorry for that. Wow, we procrastinated into apologizing to my child.
Jason.
Yes.
Name the ways.
No. If you would like to check out our merchandise, we will provide the link to that in the show notes. And we will also provide it in the links, the show notes, those things that I write at the end of the show.
Yeah, the stuff that you write at the end of the show because I have nothing to do with it because I'm a lazy piece of shit.
Well, all you got to do is listen to this fucking episode and know that's true. We will be having our next episode. As you hear this, it will have already happened. This is one of these weird time warp things.
Yeah, I don't understand it.
This has been episode 59, Music Some Shit.
Something.
But I don't know what it's going to be titled.
I'm going to leave it all up to you.
I'm actually thinking about just putting a big shit emoji and let that be the title.
That sounds perfect.
If it would transfer over, I might.
That sounds great.
Put a musical note in a pile of shit. See if people can get it. But episode 58 will be our actual interview with Ruby Royale.
Something worth listening to.
Yes, yes. She actually submitted to us to do a video interview, our first video interview. If you would like to catch that is already up on our YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and search out the TNA podcast. Look for our logo. It is the only fucking TNA podcast channel on YouTube. Imagine that.
You got it right there.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's worth watching.
Oh, yeah.
Just look at her.
Don't look at the left side of the screen.
Just look at her.
Just look at the right side.
All right. That's not any sort of fancifying shit that we did and some CGI shit or something. She looks that fucking good.
Absolutely. But she is episode 58, another conversation with a goddess, Ruby Royale. Mm-hmm. The audio of that will release tomorrow as we are recording this. So in 2 weeks, you'll be hearing this piece of shit. That's the way it's going to work.
Just a warning. That you won't hear until now.
And you know, it's funny how that shit works. It's like Back to the Future.
Oopsie.
You know, we have tipping that beer makes me think. I keep going back to the merch because number one, I start talking about it and then you won't shut the fuck up and let me get it all out.
That's what I'm here for.
We have as merch, we thought we were going to have a beer koozie and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
What we actually have is a beer koozie, which I want to go on a little rant here.
Really?
You know, she had it up there and like for sale and she called it a koozie and then they took it down and said she couldn't call it a koozie.
Why?
Because I'm pretty sure it's Bic, owns the copyright to the word koozie.
Are you shitting me?
Thank God we didn't call it a cooter can holder. By God, that's what I should have said.
Cooter can holder?
I don't even know what the fuck it is. I don't know if it's a can cooler or whatever. But anyway, you can have a neoprene or whatever the fuck it is. Not the Fleshlight 5000 there. You can't have that.
No, that's a sleeve.
Yeah.
A cock sleeve.
You can get
a dick sleeve.
You can get yourself a beer koozie. You can get yourself a t-shirt with two different designs. You can have one that says "Get after it." On the front with the big logo on the back, or you can get one that just has the logo on the front in the pocket area, or you can get an actual tumbler with the TNA logo on it, or you can decorate your Christmas tree if you live, I don't know, in the fucking hood and you want to have a TNA Christmas. You can get that. So that's all the shilling for that bullshit. So we're getting ready to back on out of here, but if you are one of those people that listen to this show and you know when we hit our outro that you automatically turn off the podcast, if your name is Melanie James, don't do that. Just let the fucker play. This has been the TNA Podcast. My name is Jason Roach.
My name is Sam Hall.
And we will catch you down the fucking road. Let it play. Don't be stupid.
If the sun ain't shining bright and the moon won't shine for you tonight, if the stars in the sky gone away and you hard to understand the whole thing's getting out of hand. Come to Papa, come see your Papa.
Happy trails, honkies.
Son of a bitch, give me a drink.